We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
Welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Walter Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson. We're the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. We're also the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas, where patients fly in to DFW. They just fly in from all over the world to see us there at Executive Medicine of Texas. But each week on the Staying Young Show, we bring you information that you can use. So if you miss a week or you want to share something you heard on the show, go to iTunes.com and search The Staying Young Show. You can download all the past shows there for free. And today's show is about living long and living healthy. And later this hour, we're going to be joined by Dennis Kravitz, who is the author of Sound Mind in a Sound Body. But before we bring him on, let's chat for just a minute about one of the statistics in Dennis's book, which I thought was kind of fascinating. And I'm just going to here's the quote. In a study of 6,300 adults with an average age of 77, those scoring lowest in cognitive function had a death rate 5 times greater than those who scored high. And this doesn't mean these are the people that have Alzheimer's or these are the people that have dementia. It just means that their cognitive function was not quite as high.
So let me ask you this. What if they've just been stupid from birth? What if it's not a decline?
Those people seem to live forever.
You just tell me that the people who are stupid are going to die younger, and probably so because they generally do stupid things,
that's
right?
That's true. But no, that, you know what?
In front of buses. And.
But, you know, even just things like smoking, drinking, a lot of the habits, the bad habits, they've done studies, and the people with higher intelligence levels have less tobacco use, less alcohol use. So it goes right back to this.
Well, but if they standardize or qualify their groups based on risk factors and accommodated for risk factors like that, did it still just say dummies don't live as long? So, I mean, the book.
Here's your sign. Yeah, go stand in that line.
Yeah.
Well, of course, I mean, the study is a chicken and egg thing because, you know, is it all the bad habits you've had your whole life that gave you the low score on cognition? Or is it because you have a low cognition from whatever cause, as you move forward, you don't take your medicine, you don't exercise, you don't see the doctor, and that causes you to die at a greater rate?
So basically what they need to do is they need to start studying people really young, when they're smart, and they need to see how they do and then follow them. And I think that would be fascinating, but who's going to sign up to be watched their whole life? But hey, I want to talk for a minute because cognition scoring is something we do as part of our physical exams. And people think, oh, I don't need my, you know, cognitive functions tested because I'm 30 or I'm 40 or I'm 50. But we have seen really low scores on people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s.
It's a metric. It's just one more metric. And the irony is it's a very simple test to do that has been very reproducible and has a high correlation with how people are functioning cognitively. And it picks up a lot of abnormalities.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that you converse with. They seem completely normal. They have important jobs. Then you find out their cognition's really down. And then as you study their lab work or micronutrients, you find the cause for the low cognition. And what's gratifying is you can fix it, and they're going to feel better and think better.
Okay, for just a few minutes, you mentioned micronutrients. And so there's micronutrients, hormone levels, thyroid dysfunction. Let's just kind of throw out some of the things you see when you see low cognition.
Oh, well, there's lots of things. You
stress,
can have
stress,
anemia,
poor diet,
anemia, elevated blood sugar, abnormalities with your kidney or livers. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Yeah, it really does. But getting even some of these baseline things, like Dr. Anderson said, it should just be another one of those things we're measuring. But a lot of people aren't getting those in their physical. Of course, you know, they're getting the 10-minute physical, whereas they come with us, they're there for half a day. But the cognition, and I think that's what's important about our guest who's coming up, because he talks about sound mind in a sound body, because he's talking about both the mind and the body. All right, that means it's time for Doc Shock. The Doc Shock of the day means it's something that's in the news that we think is fascinating, or maybe something we've been talking about forever that just hit the news, and that's why we're shocked. But this one's quite fascinating. McGill researcher Sarah Kimmins showed for the first time that the father's folate levels may be just as important to the developing fetus or the baby as the mother's. In the past, all we ever hear about is, you know, women that want to get pregnant should take folate. Folate's important. But now this new study shows that a father's folate before conception is really important. They did this study. They used mice. And when the fathers had insufficient levels of folate, they actually had a 30% increase in birth defects. I thought that was interesting. And that was the only other factor, was the father's folate. And then research also shows that there are regions of the sperm's epigenome that are sensitive to life experience and particularly to diet. So if the father is basically eats a lot of fried foods and junk, chances are the baby's probably going to eat a lot of fried foods.
Won't be
and junk.
Too bright and he'll die young. No. Which brings us to
the immortal minute.
Thank you, Dr. Young. And I answer your question about familial longevity, so in cognitive function. So cognitive function, this was a longevity study that was done in Europe over in Norway, and they'd studied twin pairs, and they did show, and it answers some of the questions about is it due to disease states, et cetera. And when they corrected for disease states and looked at the pairs, ones who had familial longevity tended to carry better cognitive functions to much later in life. So it shows that it does have to do with probably genetics and the ability to keep one's cognitive functions up, and that the longer or the higher they are, the likelihood for a better longevity. So when we test those patients with their cognitive, it directly gives an influence on, you know, what's the likelihood of them living a long and healthy life.
Well, that's like, let's just take Lucille as an example. I mean, she plays duplicate bridge and wins, and she's 101. And she's always exercised her brain. And this just goes to show.
There's lots of little studies, you know, they show that any type of activity, bridge, crossword puzzles, you know, your brain, you got to exercise
it.
What's
that one
where
you put the numbers? Yeah, that's it.
If anything where you're exercising your brain function is going to keep it more intact than if you just sit around and watch reruns of whatever, Family Feud.
No, Family Feud would be good, right? Because then you have to think. Hey, we got to go to a short break. Stay tuned, because when we come back, we're going to visit with our guest, Dennis Kravitz, who's author of A Sound Mind in a Sound Body. And don't forget to write down that number, 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young Vitamin line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right. Ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to StayYoungVitamins.com. That's StayYoungVitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare. And they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or StayYoungSkin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas, where patients fly in from all over the world to see our physicians and staff. If you're just tuning in, every segment of the show is featured on iTunes as a free download. Just go to iTunes.com and search The Staying Young Show. And at the end of our shows, we have a riddle called the Dementia Defender. So if you get it right and you call us at 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932, or you go to the website emtexas.com, emtexas.com, and you send in the answer there, and you get it right, then we'll send you two copies, one Stay Young 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health book, and then we'll send you Age to Perfection, one of each. Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. We have a great guest today, Dennis Kravitz, who's author of the book A Sound Mind in a Sound Body. We want to welcome you to the show.
Great to be with you.
Welcome.
Welcome, Dennis.
Thank you.
So tell us about your book. What inspired you to write your book, Dennis?
Well, I've been doing work in the healthy living area for my entire adult career. I do workshops, speeches, and one-on-one counseling, mainly through large corporations and large government agencies, because they've discovered, at least some of them, that healthy employees mean better bottom lines. So I never got around to writing the definitive book on the subject, so I intentionally did that after being asked about a million times, do you have a book on the area, a book on the area. This book intentionally is written from the perspective of the individual who really wants to get better at healthy living and convincing them to do so. It follows the same format I would use in counseling people or doing workshops, and that's what works best.
Well, I think that I think that a book form is really good, because sometimes people can listen and they hear, but they don't remember it, or they think about it, or they think they remember in a certain way. But when you have a book, and the way yours is written out, I love it that the end, I think, is the end of every chapter, or pretty much at the end of different segments, it basically recaps and it kind of gives you the takeaways and such. And I thought that was really good for the reader. Again, for our listeners, the name of that book is A Sound Mind and a Sound Body. Okay, so one thing that I think is interesting about the title is that you mention the sound mind and the sound body, because some people think they can have one without the other, but they go together, right?
Very definitely, really. Of the four factors that correlate with how long you live and how healthy you will be along the way, two of them, aerobic exercise and nutrition. We can think of that as more of the physical body. And the other two, cognitive enrichment and psychological states of mind, deal more with the mind. So we have proof that it's about a 50-50 divide, if you will. But needless to say, these areas are all interconnected. If your nutrition is good, that's going to help your brain. If your brain is good, you'll be better able to do aerobic exercise and so forth. There is definitely an interrelationship amongst the things, but it's a nice way to think of it, though. And I find that many people will know about, maybe do some things about aerobic exercise and nutrition, but when it comes to psychological states of mind and cognitive enrichment, they don't do anything, and they're not even aware that this has any relationship to how long you're going to live and avoiding problems down the road.
Well, we saw that. We interviewed some centenarians for the book, and it was one of those common themes that kept coming back, as they were always, as they say, cognitively engaged in something, whether it be, bridge and or the book reading, and even with their volunteering and things like that. They didn't just sit around and let their mind go to mush, and it was part of their overall success rate or plan for making it to 100.
Yeah, that's very definitely on target with what you should be doing. And our biggest enemy in this area is retirement. Many Americans go from working at a furious pace when they're actively employed, and then they sit around the house and do nothing as retirees. They literally go from one extreme to the other. When they're sitting around the house doing nothing, they're not rewiring the brain by learning new things day in and day out, which is the ticket to success here, and avoiding Alzheimer's disease and dementia, or at least greatly reducing the odds of developing those things. So they actually bring about their own cognitive decline if they just kept more active, either through working or volunteer work, active reading, the bridge, and the other things that you mentioned. That will do it too, but many people just don't do that.
Do you think retirement should be delayed for about 5 or 10 years?
I think it should be eliminated completely.
I'm with you.
To try and work as long as we can. Maybe we could reduce our hours from a furious pace to working part-time or something like that. But many of the individuals that I cite in my book that have been long-lived people, one of the key things you'll find in common that they have is that they kept working to highly advanced ages. They didn't quit at 65 or whatever that number is. The average American now retires at just 58. They didn't retire at 58 and say, I'm not going to do anything from here on out except play golf and run a couple of errands. I mean, they were actively working beyond that age.
One of the ironies I find is so many people work like crazy so they can retire. I mean, and they go from one end to the other. I mean, it's the whole thing's misplaced.
Well, hold on. To that effect, that is true. I know somebody who retired, and they retired kind of young. And now when we have conversations on the phone, I'm like, what'd you do this week? And she's like, oh, not much. Kind of just hung out. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. If I had to do that for, like, one day, I think I'd go stir crazy. But it really... that lack of even having something to talk about cannot be good for your health.
Right. And the research actually shows all this, too. We're talking about it generically, but I cite 250 studies in my book to prove everything that I'm saying. But that's exactly what the research shows. If you're acting, you're actually rewiring your brain. You're causing new connections to be made in areas pertaining to memory, problem-solving, decision-making. And these are the things that go first when a person develops dementia or Alzheimer's disease. So it really does insulate you against cognitive decline later on.
I mean, that's some newer information. We've talked about it on some previous shows about, now they've shown the plasticity of the human brain and that it's not what you have and that's it, that you can actually generate new neurons. You can, rewire those connections and stimulate development of your brain. My stepmother is one that I think is a great example. She's 75, and she'll probably kill me for saying that if she hears this. But, she's does language. She does German. She goes to an astrophysics club, plays the card games and things like that. I mean, she's always got something going. And my dad's complaint is he can't keep up with her. So,
and she loves our lifeline cream. Isn't that the one who loves that stuff?
She loves all our stuff. Anything that she thinks will make her live longer and healthier, she's all over it. So
we have the stem cell cream, and I know that he's always shipping that out to her. I'm like, that's great. At that age, she is like looking young, feeling young, just all of it.
But she's a good example of that and has always been that way and still does. My dad does too. I mean, he does it in different ways, but he still does some consulting and things and keeps his skills sharp as far as doing computer programming and such. So, they do well.
Those are excellent activities to be involved with as you get older.
The irony is that, one thing that's fired my mom up on the other side is having a great grandchild that she watches, and she does the crossword puzzles and working with him, and now it's kind of like she's teaching him his letters and playing school teacher again, and I can actually tell it's improved her her health just in general, because we see her at one of the other doctors sees her for some medical issues and they've gotten better.
Well, I tell you what, you do your try to sit down with your kid and even like in 7th, 8th, in 9th grade, I'm telling you, their homework is not the homework we had. Either that or else I've forgotten it all. So what do you think about adults going back to school? We just got a few minutes here. Do you think that, like Dr. Anderson mentioned, you think that's something that helps with the mind, like actually going and taking a class?
Yeah, the key thing is to learn new things. And most of us who have white-collar jobs are insulated against cognitive decline as long as we're working. But again, once we retire and we're not going to work, taking college courses, reading at a very good pace, trying to actually learn things from the reading, not just passing the time and skimming through a magazine, a newspaper, a book, but actually, what did I learn new from this magazine that I just put down? What new facts or information was in there that I didn't know earlier today? When you develop a new memory, that's what insulates you against cognitive decline. So you can do that through formal learning like college courses, workshops, hobbies, and again, board games, Scrabble, bridge, even poker. I know a lot of guys will be excited to hear that poker can help your brain.
But well, I'm thrilled.
You just piqued the interest of Dr. Gammon.
But it actually is. Any game that involves strategy and analyzing your opponent and trying to think of what you're going to do and getting better and better at it. So chess is another example. You never become totally an expert. You can always learn more and more about chess, and that's true.
You're like Dr. Gammon's favorite guest right now, because you mentioned poker and you mentioned chess in the same sentence there. Hey, we got to go to short break. Stay tuned, because coming up, we're going to talk about the relationship between eating fat and getting cancer. You're listening to the Stayin' Young Show. Don't go away. This is Judy Gammon of the Stayin' Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Stayin' Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. Here at the Stayin' Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
This is Dr. Mark Anderson of Executive Medicine Texas, co-host of the Staying Young Show. Do you have a lack of stamina? Has your sex drive decreased? If so, you could have a vitamin or hormone deficiency, and these symptoms should be taken seriously. Some centers focus solely on the testosterone deficiency and miss other important factors. The Executive Medicine of Texas Vitality Profile includes a thorough physical exam, extensive lab tests, and a review of personal and family history as we look for sources of your symptoms. Schedule your Vitality Profile at Executive Medicine of Texas today by calling 800-910-3932 or visit us on the web at emtexas.com. Again, 800-910-3932 or visit us at the web, emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young Vitamin line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right. Ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to StayYoungVitamins.com. That's StayYoungVitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas, where patients fly in from all over the globe, right to the doctors at Executive Medicine of Texas, see them and to see the staff. If you haven't gone to emtexas.com, be sure to go there, emtexas.com. And later this hour, we'll be giving you the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. And this is something you want to listen to because they're not that hard. And if you actually get it right and you call us at 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932, or you go to emtexas.com. There's a place to send in your answer there. Then, hey, if you get it right, we're going to send out a copy of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and a copy of Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. So if you're just tuning in also, don't forget you can go to iTunes and you can search the Staying Young Show there. You can actually go to our website, emtexas.com, follow the links. But you can find all the past shows forever on there. And we've had some great guests. We've covered some really cool topics. And we talked about staying young and learning all the time. You can go basically to Stay Young University just by downloading all those shows and learning all this great stuff. Today's guest is Dennis Kravitz. He's author of A Sound Mind in a Sound Body. And we're talking a lot about staying healthy, staying young, the things you can do to stay in a sound mind and in a sound body.
And if Dennis doesn't know it, you know, the Dementia Defender is right in line with what you're saying. So we have a little mind bender or riddle that we give out once a week, and it's to try to get people to stimulate that thought a little bit and have to think through solutions to these puzzles.
Yeah.
Great.
And so another thing we wanted to bring up last segment, we kind of ran out of time, was you mentioned resveratrol in the book, and I think this is great, and I think what David Sinclair's done with the research on resveratrol, which we've talked about on the show multiple times, is a good thing. But do you want to speak to that for a minute?
Sure. Yeah, resveratrol, for people who aren't familiar, it comes from red grapes. It's actually the skin of the grapes itself and not the fleshy part of the grape, which has the highest amount of resveratrol, which is why red wine has a lot of resveratrol in it, and white wine does not, because the entire grape is used in the fermenting process for red wine, and that's not the case for white wine. So at any rate, many of the studies done early on with resveratrol found some very powerful results in terms of how long animals could live, their stamina, how much energy they had, many, many positive things. But one of the ironic things that I find with that line of research is that it was all done with animals. We have going on right now about 5 clinical trial studies involving humans and resveratrol, and I'm eagerly looking forward, as many other people are, to see how well these results pan out with humans. It certainly looks extremely promising with studies done with mice, rats, etc., but we haven't gotten to humans yet in any big way, and that's just starting to go on now with the research that's taking place. So the next couple of years, we'll be able to see how much of a linkage there is between resveratrol and other aspects of healthy living. But we won't know definitively until then, but certainly based upon what's been done so far, it looks like there's some very good things here to make sure we have some resveratrol in our diet and continue to do so.
Oh, we did my own little personal experiment. I had a little, it's called the Mental Age, a little app on your phone you can download, right? And did the Mental Age for 30 days, controlled the variables, and got my mental age was 28, started on the resveratrol for about a little over 30 days, and then repeated it and did 2 weeks worth of it, and the mental age came down to 26 doing the same. So it's not scientific, but it was enough to convince me that it was having a positive impact.
Well, if you look at the patients, and a lot of our patients use the Stay Young vitamin resveratrol, which is made with Resveeta, which is the purest form of resveratrol. And here's the other thing about resveratrol. A lot of people say, oh, well, I'm just going to order it online. Well, we did a lot of research before we ever put it in our Stay Young vitamin line. And one of the big things about resveratrol is how it's packaged, how it's processed, how it's bottled. And if certain things aren't followed, basically you can forget the potency of it. But ours is pharmaceutical grade, stayyoungvitamins.com. That's the resveratrol. And I tell you, we all take it. I would say the majority of our patients take it. And we've seen just in our own population, great results.
Anecdotal, still waiting for the trials, but I wouldn't wait for them to start on it.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a good thing to have in your diet without question. It's just I would really like to see these other studies get completed to know exactly what we're dealing with.
Well, yeah. One of the things we had on a show previously, and I know you talk about fats in the diet, and the FDA came out and said, they're limiting some of the fats, are going to require labeling in some of the fats that are in our food products, but our brains need cholesterol, that 23% of the cholesterol in our body is actually up in our brains, and so depriving it, and that's what we see with some of these medications we use to treat high cholesterol, can actually lead to a decline in cognitive function.
Yeah, it's too much of a good thing sometimes becomes a bad thing, or none of a thing that becomes a bad thing is also a problem. So you're right. That's true with fat as well, but as I advise people, if you're going to intake fat, just do it with the unsaturated fat, which is the healthy kind, and try to de-emphasize the saturated fat, which is the one that really does harm to you. And, of course, trans fat is the worst of all, which is the one that the government is now going to ban in food products, but that's going to take a few years to get there.
Well, hey, this is going to crack you guys up. I haven't even told the doctors this yet, but from time to time, well, actually quite often, we're on Fox News Radio because we do we're medical experts for them. So I was on a show out of New York, and the host told me about a sign in New York at a McDonald's that said Big Macs, $1 between midnight and 5 a.m. limit, 5 per person. It's like, And we wonder why we have a problem. That's crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, who's eating five of them? We tell about, I guess shift workers might be getting lunch or dinner, but.
But, yeah. People say, well, I got $4, I got $5. Oh, let me go buy five Big Macs. Oh, let me get a Diet Coke with that, because we all know that cancels it out. I mean, I feel like we're not fueling our bodies with what our bodies need. Would you agree with that statement?
Sure. Really, I recommend the Mediterranean diet, which is not a weight loss diet per se, but it's really a reflection of the combined dietary practices of the people who live in the area where their countries are lined by the Mediterranean Sea. Anyhow, researchers, when they started doing serious research on nutrition, found that the things in the Mediterranean diet, which has a heavy emphasis on vegetables, fruit, whole grain products, those are the bulk of the diet on those things, and a very small amount of saturated fat, those are the things that correlate with living longer and being healthier, avoiding cancer, etc. So it was a logical conclusion to say, well, let's focus on the Mediterranean diet as a better diet to be. But for those who are trying to lose weight, it also promotes that, because you're not intaking a lot of calories with that type of diet, and you're eliminating the saturated fat, which is more or less your worst enemy from both a dietary standpoint and a healthy living standpoint.
I got to ask you this question. I'm sorry. I got to get this out. And I know this doesn't have a whole lot to do with what we're talking about, but I read something in your book that I thought was kind of weird, so I want you to tell me about it. You put ham pork on the list of things to eat, but there's a lot of people out there that say don't eat pork. So give me your 30-minute spiel of why people should eat pork. 30 seconds.
Yeah, you can get, for example, deli ham that has 0% saturated fat in it. You can buy bacon that's literally veggie bacon. And in that sense is what I would say you should eat. You should substitute. You shouldn't eat the real deal very often. And I don't have it in my book to eat the real deal very often, but substitute the healthier versions of those products for the real deal ones. That's true of all saturated fat. Having fat-free pudding instead of real pudding, fat-free ice cream instead of regular ice cream, et cetera. There's a lot of things we can do to take out the saturated fat in our diets.
Except there's new research out there, and we can talk about it later, about that whole labeling and truth in labeling and with the fat-free. We've got about a minute. I know Dr. Gammon wants to say something.
Well, very quickly, the Mediterranean diet encourages drinking some red wine, but the problem is people just always overdo alcohol, and that's going to lead to dementia too. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I definitely, as a psychologist, I'm very reluctant to recommend that people drink wine at all, but I know some people can keep it in check, one glass with a dinner meal and that's it, and that's probably okay for them. It can help relax them as well as give them resveratrol, but you can get resveratrol through supplements, as you guys know. Also, just eating red grapes or grape juice, if it's real grape juice, will also do the deal. You don't have to drink wine, and there is non-alcoholic wine, too, for those who bother to go look for it.
That's a good point. Hey, we want our listeners to reach out and get this book. Dennis Kravitz, we've had here on the show with us, A Sound Mind, A Sound Body. Great read. Got to go to a short break. When we come back, we're going to do the Dementia Defender. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT, bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Stayin' Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young Vitamin line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right. Ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to StayYoungVitamins.com. That's StayYoungVitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
Do you have symptoms that have gone unexplained despite previous evaluations? Sometimes as a physician, our job is to be a detective. Luckily, modern medicine allows us now to see things at even the smallest level, the cellular level. Micronutrient deficiencies can cause various symptoms. Everything from fatigue, leg pains, headaches, decreased sexual desire. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today at 817-552-4300 and schedule a micronutrient test. Many symptoms can be explained by these nutritional deficiencies. You can also find a chart that details the different deficiencies and the common symptoms associated with those on our website at emtexas.com. That number again at Executive Medicine of Texas, 817-552-4300. Again, you're welcome to visit us on our website, emtexas.com.
Welcome back to the Stayin' Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Walter Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson. We're the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. You can visit us on the web at emtexas.com or download past shows by going to iTunes.com. iTunes is free. Search the Stayin' Young Show. You can find all those shows, and they're free, too. If you don't know how to use it, ask your kids, ask your grandkids. They all know how to use iTunes. But, hey, don't forget 1-800-910-3900.
Or learn to use it, right?
Or learn
to use
it. You
can learn something new.
That's right. Have them teach you. Have them teach you. Good point. 1-800-910-3932. You're going to need that number, 1-800-910-3932. And the website, emtexas.com. You're going to need that because when we do the Dementia Defender, you're going to want to send us the correct answer. Call us. Or go on the website and send it through the contact us. If you give us the right answer and explanation and you give us your contact info, we're going to send you out a free copy of the books, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps, Ultimate Health, and Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. Okay, I want to talk for a minute. When we talk about health and we talk about staying young and all that, there's things that we should be doing to stay young. I want to start with people should get the shingles vaccine. A lot of people don't know that if you had chickenpox as a kid, you can get shingles as an adult. And if you've never had shingles, it's ridiculously painful.
So basically, after the chickenpox goes away when you're younger, and of course, this is for people that weren't immunized. And currently, young kids are immunized against chickenpox, known as varicella. But if you had chickenpox as a kid, it went away, but you thought it went away. A lot of the chickenpox virus stays dormant in your body and your nerve roots. Then when you get older and your immune system weakens, or you can be younger with a weakened immune system, the virus grows, but it grows out along your nerve. And it gets to your skin and it forms water blisters and red, painful, burning, searing spots that we call shingles. The technical name is zoster, varicella zoster, and it's a very painful condition. There is treatment for it, but you'd rather go through hell than shingles. So right now, if you hit age 60, insurance will pay for you to have the shingles vaccine. I wouldn't be against people in their 50s getting the vaccine. They just have to pay for it. But it's one shot, and it's for the rest of your life.
I got shingles on my inside of my arm when I was 40. And that, well, I didn't even think I was 40 yet. But that was ridiculously painful. I could not put my arm down against against my chest. I couldn't sleep. It was horrible. And for people that get it on their back, and then it wraps around underneath their arm, and then it goes across their chest, they can't sleep, they can't sit, they can't do anything.
Well,
so
it raises a point. I mean, there's a lot of illnesses that we contract as kids and get through as relatively minor illnesses that can come back down the road and cause significant disease states or illness as adults, shingles or zoster being one. But as Dr. Gammon well knows, CMV, cytomegalovirus, is one. Mononucleosis is another that you can reactivate later in life.
Right. So I've been sick for 4.5 weeks with cytomegalovirus and was very, very sick for several weeks. And, of course, at that point, didn't know what I was ill from. And probably along with many listeners, when you're sick, you have high fevers. You're not getting better. You don't know what you're infected with. It's a very scary feeling. You even think, gosh, I'm going to die from something. So it's a very scary feeling. Cytomegalovirus, a CMV for short, is in the herpes family, as is chickenpox and many others.
And shingles,
yeah.
And cold sores.
Cold sores. Many young adults will have CMV. They may not even know they have it. They might have a mild cold. Just like the chickenpox virus, the cytomegalovirus can then lie dormant in your body. And when you get older or your immune system weakens, either from age or from stress or other illnesses, you can reactivate the CMV and you can get very ill. Of course, there is the occasional person who just never had it, which is what I think happened to me. I got exposed, and I got a very severe illness that caused my liver and spleen to swell, and I was very, very ill. Fortunately, thank God, I'm getting better.
I know. How could we do the show without you? I kept thinking, golly, I hope he makes it through. I hope he's good enough to be on the radio on Wednesday. I mean, I wanted you to live long term, but I was thinking show to show, what would we do if Dementia Defender went down?
And the thing about CMV, it can also affect young kids terribly. Pregnant women who get it can cause a miscarriage, stillbirths, and deformities in the child. And one of my physician associates, his little girl, when she was just a couple of years old, she got CMV, and it caused diabetes, because when the body tries to form antibodies against CMV, those antibodies also destroy the part of the pancreas that produces insulin. So it's a very nasty disease, and in young adults, it can also cause a picture like mononucleosis. In fact, CMV is called adult mono, and when I had it, I was sleeping 20 hours a day and just not caring about anything. So hopefully someday they'll have a vaccine against CMV. Oh, and the last little icing on the cake, CMV accelerates atherosclerotic disease. In other words, if you've got little blockages in the arteries of your heart or elsewhere, the CMV makes it get worse a whole lot faster.
Well, that's because of the inflammation, right?
But it brings to a point that, we somewhat dismiss infectious diseases. We've wiped out smallpox. Polio is a thing of the past for the most part. We talk about tuberculosis is making a comeback around the world, but we're still a far stretch away from being exempt from any type of infectious process. I'm not just talking your cold everybody gets once or twice a winter where you got a snotty nose and head congestion for a few days. We're talking about severe medical illnesses.
And the other connection is You know, when you have rheumatoid arthritis or you have coronary artery disease, you never think that an infection has caused this. And yet there's tons of scientific evidence saying, yes, an infection has caused this.
Right. So I was thinking back your doc shock about the gene mutations.
I know, the misfolded proteins. That's what I was thinking about.
Well, no, the one with the where the fathers were with the folate.
Oh, yeah.
And it's one of those, if you view it through the eyes of evolution, it makes sense. And so, you know, those genetic mutations that sometimes result in, say, birth defects, or nature saying if there's not certain things around that mom or dad are getting, we need to change the gene code a little bit to, you know, increase the variability in the offspring to try to keep an offspring. And some argue that, you know, viral illnesses do the same thing, that it's one of those that they modify our body's immune systems and disease states, that it's actually, they're there for a purpose. But when you're sick with them, you kind of don't see that.
Well, yeah. And when I brought up the misfolded proteins, which was a different doc shock we did on another show.
That's just your laundry.
But it made me think about this. I wonder if these illnesses actually cause that genetic misfolding of the proteins, and then that leads to XYZ. It seems like a ripple effect.
Absolutely. I mean, we're seeing more and more that infectious disease, especially viruses, are causing a lot of diseases. Well, we all know what that music means, don't we? It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his black cape with the double D on it in fiery red. That's a hint for a Christmas present, by the way. But here's today's...
You want a cape?
Yeah.
Whose husband asked for a cape? Only mine.
Here's this week's riddle. So listen carefully. I'm going to read you a phrase, and here's the phrase. H2O, autumn. H2O, autumn. So two words. H2O, autumn. What does it mean? H2O autumn. Send in your answers.
Yeah, you may want to write that down and then kind of look at it for a minute. But hey, you want to go to emtexas.com. That's E-M, the word Texas spelled out, .com. You can find the drop down to send in your Dementia Defender there. Or you can call us 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. You can send your answer. And if you send us a correct answer, explanation, and your contact info so we can send it out, we'll send you two books. We're actually going to send you the Stay Young 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. Look, we really want to hear from you. We really want you to get these answers. And sometimes people give us the wrong answer, but then they give us this really funny explanation, so we send them a book anyways. But hey, be sure to go on that website, emtexas.com, not just for the Dementia Defender answer, but there's a lot of great information there. I mean, just tons of stuff. If you are interested in living healthy, living long, that's a great resource for you. But that's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of Texas. And be sure to join us right here on the Staying Young Show as we bring you information that you can use.
We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger. And no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.